You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Lex Smith. That was a wonderful interview yesterday.
Yeah, it was incredible. Hoping it wasn't too much, but I always hope to leave things on a positive note, knowing that, you know, someone like me can, with the experience I've had, can heal, then surely you can too.
Yeah. You know, honestly, if Laura would tell you the truth, I texted her during your interview and said, I don't know if I want to do the Scott Talks. and I do that sometimes because I don't want to fumble through things. But we're talking with Lex Smith. She is erasing the PTSD that comes from trauma. And her journey starts with being sex trafficked from a young age in a relatively middle-class suburb. And one of the things I found to be really wasn't aware of is that most sex trafficking begins by people who have access to kids and they're groomed for a long time. And you were 7 to 9 when the grooming started. Is that common?
I mean, the grooming started at 9, and yeah, it definitely is common, especially now in a digital age. Whew, so easy to access kids. And a lot of people don't even have to have physical proximity to sexually exploit a child now.
Look, I'm 53. I have two kids, 22 and 18. And I didn't really start to understand the idea of grooming until in the last 5 or 6 years. Can you explain to me a little bit more about the psychological factors of grooming and what a thin line it is between normal behavior and abnormal?
Yeah, absolutely. I think in a grooming situation, it's going to be expedited. So whereas a normal friendship, it takes time to develop a normal friendship. In a grooming situation, those things are going to move much faster. And what I mean by that is they're going to show lots of interest right away. And it feels great. Of course, like someone's, you know, giving me lots of attention. But what they're actually doing is trying to find your interest points and then become a person of value for those interest points. So let's say you want to be a model. Oh, I have a camera, or I know someone.
Right.
You know, it's just, yep. You know, can very quickly do that. And when someone's, you know, giving a lot of attention and seemingly being very focused and warm and all those things, it just doesn't automatically raise a red flag. Now it might. After hearing a conversation like this, it definitely could for people. But if you haven't heard about that before, it would just seem that someone's really interested in you.
And in your case, this was a friend of the family that was invited in on a regular basis, and he was seen as not a threat by the people around you. And in retrospect, and you know, you do a lot of talking apparently with your mom to help people understand how this process can occur. In retrospect, was there anything that you guys missed along the way? I mean, there's 1.2 million kids that are exploited, I hear, a year. And so it seems like we're never going to stop this thing from happening, but at least we can sort of empower people to understand more of what to look for, right?
Yeah, definitely. I always tell parents and people in general, if you have a gut check, trust it. You don't have to have a reason. You really don't.
If something's off, talk about it.
Yeah, that's my mom's biggest regret. I was abused by some younger cousins before the trafficking thing ever even happened. And she had a feeling that she was like, you know, I don't want to cause a rift with the family and, you know, make things weird or anything like that. But now she wishes she had.
Right. Yeah. And this has been a long road for you as well to get them to understand your position. Now we're going to jump a little forward because you have a foundation and I don't think a better person could be in place to be trying to empower people. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you are dealing with the PTSD that comes from living. You lived almost 4 years, 5 years in this particular type of setting. It's called Erase PTSD Now.
Yes. The nonprofit that I work for is called Erase PTSD Now, which was founded by the doctor who invented the procedure that saved my life and so many others.
This thing is fascinating.
I know, it really is. His name is Eugene Lipov. And the procedure name is called a stellate ganglion block, or SGB for short. That procedure has been used since 1925.
Get out.
It's very, very, very safe. It's very commonly used to treat pain. That's actually what they're doing when they do an epidural, as well as a number of things. Very, very safe and common and well-researched.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
I love what you said during the interview. You talked about the fact that PTSD and is actually a physical, it affects the nervous system. So trauma can affect the body in a physical way, and they've now identified this in the nervous system. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. And I think those with, you know, trauma, whether you identify with having PTSD or not, know that physical feeling where you wake up in the morning and you feel anxiety. You know, you have these physical things that kind of are a little mysterious. And what we have found, and obviously there's still so much more to discover, and there's an element of, you know, funding research that we do as well to really learn more. But what we've learned is that there's an injury to the nervous system. And what that injury does is it basically causes an overreaction and an overgrowth of something called new nerve growth factor, or NGF. And I like to explain it kind of like cobwebs. It's like this direct line that develops from your nervous system right into your amygdala, which is the center of your brain that is where fight and flight happens, your core emotions, and it overrides a lot of the other parts of your brain when it's overactive. And what this injection does, what the lidocaine does, is this type of tissue doesn't survive that, doesn't survive lidocaine for whatever reason, which allows all the other nerves to regain their functioning and function, you know, the way that they did before.
You're kind of basically saying that the majority of PTSD, so if I experience a sound or a feeling that occurred during something that was traumatic, it affects me in a physical way. And that physical way is one of the first things I'm dealing with when I am re-experiencing trauma. So if they can eliminate the physical response, then there's a chance we can speak about it in a way that's non-threatening.
Yeah, the physical element is kind of the sabotaging factor that I think has been sabotaging a lot of people's therapy and therapists in general, because you can't put a Band-Aid on a fire hose. You just can't. It's not going to work.
You have 700 people on a waiting list that erase PTSD now, huh?
Yeah, we do. We're really, you know, critically trying to raise more funds to cover this procedure and just to kind of go over costs a little bit, because that's always, you know, something that people want to know. So, you know, how much does it cost? It costs about $3,000 per person. And obviously that covers, you know, medical staff, if people want to be put under anesthesia, and anesthesiologists, all these different elements to make sure that people are safe. And unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance naturally.
Of course it's not. Something that works, that's accessible, that's safe, not covered by insurance.
Not covered by insurance. So that is an out-of-pocket cost, and we're happy to do it for those that especially, it's just so inaccessible. And, you know, the wild thing is, you know, oftentimes the Dr. LaBob and I have talked about, you know, what if we could treat a whole community? Like we think about these like maybe a smaller community that, you know, it has experienced gun violence, and we treated everyone, you know, what would happen? Because we have treated those that have come out of prison and have these really extreme anger management issues and communication problems, and are just repetitively constantly going back to jail. And we've seen a huge difference, not just in their behavior, but we can see it on a brain scan, which is remarkable. And so we just have so much hope for what this can do for society at large when it comes to mental health, public mental health, violence, and health in general. Like I shared in, you know, in the episode, I was talking about, you know, very briefly, there's this basically a domino effect that happens when trauma goes unresolved and untreated that leads to physical problems, immune system problems, thyroid, hormone, heart, you know, your blood pressure, stroke. I mean, all of these major health issues that we have in our country, you look at it all and what this procedure does, and it just seems so
simple. Makes
so
much sense. It umbrellas the cause of all of them instead of treating each one individually. Gives people a chance. And it sounds super progressive.
You know, treating it on the tail end. Like, I'm so grateful because the trajectory health-wise I was on, I was already having those autoimmune problems. I was on a straight path for cancer. No thanks. So, you know, if we can get people access to this, especially much sooner in life, then we don't have to be reactive all the time to health issues and mental health problems and violence.
Well, I hope you guys take a listen to this show. It's a really, really amazing episode. Lex, thank you so much for being, for coming on the show and telling your story. We're so grateful to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. And if anyone wants to look into, you know, everything I've been sharing about it, you can go to erasePTSDnow.org.
Awesome. And we'll have it in the show notes. Enjoy Colorado, by the way.
Thank you.
What a great episode that was. Mm. Honey, can we take a minute and just thank all our new Patreons?
Yes. I mean, it's their dollars that help support the podcast, right?
It is. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. We're so grateful. Every time someone new joins, we do like a happy dance.
And we love making content for you.
We do. And we hope you're enjoying all the access to all that exclusive content, the storytelling video series that we're doing.
Yeah, it's really good. You guys need to get in on that.
Yes, you do. And the monthly Zoom hangs.
Right? The Zoom hangs are cool. We want more of you guys to join us.
Yes.
Monthly memberships start at just $5.
$5.
Yeah, I don't know what anyone can buy for $5 a month anymore.
Right, that's facts.
Uh-huh. But you get Zoom hangs with us. It's our favorite Zoom of every month.
It is.
And so, honey, which of our Patreons are we shouting out today?
First up is Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's a certified EMDR therapist, and this means that Mercedes has advanced training in complex and developmental trauma. And she's doing something really special called EMDR intensives.
Right. And in case you didn't know, because I didn't know this, that EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. Simply by stimulating both sides of the brain, it helps heal the brain and desensitizes traumatic or upsetting memories.
Yeah. I mean, I was just telling a very busy friend of ours about this, right?
I remember this.
Yeah. And she said, I need EMDR, but I just don't have the time. So I told her about how Mercedes offers an individualized concierge curated program, and her EMDR intensives range from half a day to several days, but are the equivalent of, get this, hon, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I hope you told our friend that EMDR has been used to effectively treat a wide range of mental health problems, but there's no need to talk extensively about disturbing experiences. And because this intensive format decreases treatment time, it also saves her considerable money in the long run.
Exactly. So if you want to start feeling better now, then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today. That's Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist. She's located in Woodland Hills, California. See our show notes for the website, www.mercedescusick.com.
Right on. So what's new with the How to Do the Pot podcast?
I'm so glad you asked. Mm-hmm. So previous guest, Ellen Scanlon. We love Ellen.
Ellen, yep.
Hey, Ellen.
Shout out.
Right? Shout out to Ellen. Her How to Do the Pot podcast is demystifying cannabis use for women. Last month, they released their new Sleep 101 series, which is really dope, you guys. In these short episodes, real women share how cannabis helps women fall asleep, stay asleep, and not wake up with a weed hangover.
No weed hangover? You gotta love that.
That's right. Uh-huh. And on the regular episodes of How to Do the Pot every week, you can listen to fun short episodes that answer all the questions women secretly Google about cannabis.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. How to Do the Pot shares women's personal stories and advice from experts with help from solutions around stress, sleep, sex, and chronic pain, with the goal of helping women feel more confident in their choices about cannabis. If you're ready for practical advice about weed by women for women, listen to How to Do the Pot wherever you get your podcasts.
Right on. Hey, next up is Cute Booty Lounge.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Cute Booty was a concept born in Kelly Nishimoto's garage in 2004.
Right. And speaking of by women for women, right? Yeah,
she is by women and for women. Women.
Yeah, because she was looking to make pants that embrace a woman's curves, particularly the what?
The booty.
The booty, yeah. But they still be polished enough to go from workout to night out.
Oh, they're gorgeous. You wear them. Young people wear them. Your mom rocks them.
My mom rocks them. And her signature, the signature of her cute booty leggings, are the patented scrunch booty pockets. And Cute Booty Lounge is made, like we said, by women for women right here in the USA. The company is incredible. It's female and minority owned. So go to cutebooty.com in our show notes and order yours today. And what do people always say about me when I wear those leggings, hon?
Cute booty.
Cute booty. Mm-hmm. And next up is Kathleen Hahn.
Kathleen Hahn, big shout out to you on the East Coast.
Big shout out, Kathleen. Thank you for being our Patreon.
We are so happy to have you and keep spreading the word.
And we'd really love to see you on one of our Zoom hangs soon. And that goes for all of you. If you haven't joined our Patreon yet, please do so we can see you on a Zoom hang. And if you are a Patreon, come and hang with us like Kathleen will.
Yeah, thank you guys for all your support. We are really grateful.
Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avon House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's H-Y-P-E-R-T-H-E-T-I-C-A-L.